welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! It's cold in here. I forgot to wear a sweater. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
They've noticed I've been sticking them up lately.
Your new bit for the new year?
Yep.
What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Yeah, me too.
Worked a lot this week. Feels good to be back in the saddle. And nothing really. Honestly, I'm very proud of myself. We took down all our Christmas decorations already.
Mine are still up. I don't want to talk about it. It's a long story.
To be fair, though, this is like unheard of for Billy and I. Like, we hardly ever take them down right after New Year's. But we literally took them the day after New Year's Day, which I was like quite proud of us. Because, and honestly, if I'm being honest, I was like metaphorically being held at gunpoint to do it because my work stuff is slowly increasing. And then once it hits full speed, it doesn't stop until December. So if I didn't do it now,
it'd be up till next December.
It would have been up. And then there would have been no point in taking it down because it would have been November.
Man, so, I feel like last year went by so fast.
Like, insane.
Like, once it was July, I don't remember the rest of the year.
Yeah, once... No, seriously, because we moved in August.
Yeah.
So, like, once I moved, it was December already.
I don't remember.
It felt like the first half of the year went by a little slow in the beginning, and then it just took off, and then all of a sudden it was July.
Yeah, I felt like it was, like, a little fast till, like, June, and then I felt like June was slow, but kind of fast. And then after July, I don't remember what happened.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, it's November.
Yeah, no, that's real. I mean? That's so real. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Oh, you guys, I bought a new Nintendo Switch because my Switch Lite, the little joystick thing, is messed up from too much Animal Crossing. So I bought one that goes on the TV, which I've never had one like that, so I was super excited for it.
Yeah.
And the first game...
Mine broke.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't go on my TV anymore.
Did you take yours when we went to Hawaii? Was that yours?
No, that was Josh and Mayo's. Josh and Mayo's.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe... you gotta keep messing around with it.
I honestly think the movers, like, I think that they maybe destroyed my Switch. Cause, like, but I packed all of my valuable stuff. Yeah. Like, I packed all of that myself and I, like, did a lot of other packing ahead of time. And then I put a lot of that stuff in very specific boxes and I already labeled them and closed them and everything. And I put them by the door. Virgo. I was like, there's certain things I need packed a certain way. So I did it myself. And I told them, like, please be careful when you move these ones because there's, like, consoles and stuff in there. And they were like, okay. And then when we unpacked all of it, it seemed fine. It looked fine. Nothing was broken off of it. But, like, Billy's tried to use it a few times and it doesn't work anymore. It, like, doesn't turn on, which is so fucking annoying.
We'll have Donnie come look at it. He's
Maybe he can tinker with it and fix it. But yeah.
But the first game I downloaded was Dreamlight Valley.
Yeah, I told Day she's going to have to eat crow on
the
show.
I did. I sent Alex a video of me saying, this game is so much fun. It's literally Sims and Animal Crossing. And a lot of people said I should play
that
game.
A lot of comments were saying, just stick to it. Like, it gets really fun. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be awesome.
Well, I never downloaded it, so I downloaded it last night.
They were like, please keep trying, because it is actually really fun.
It was really fun. You were right. And I'm having a lot of fun, and I'm obsessed with it. And it's so much fun. But another one of you said to download the game Palia, and I looked it up.
Interesting. I've never heard of that.
Literally RuneScape, you little freaks, and I'm not playing that game.
Oh. But that's like Candy Crush, right?
RuneScape was like it's honestly like the game you were talking about, kind of like Elder Scrolls, but it was like shitty graphics and it was online, like on the and my friends would like we'd be on AIM because I'm 1,000 years old. And we would talk about when we're on RuneScape.
I remember RuneScape, but I'm just saying, like, I thought it was, yeah.
No, okay. You would run around and you'd have, like, a scythe or some sort of, like, weapon. And you could, like, chop trees down and shit. From what I remember. But I remember people were so inappropriate on there. And I was such a prude because I was, like, 10. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, were you a prude or were you just a child?
Both.
A child.
What's worse than that?
I was literally going to look up on, I was going to go on the... on the comments of the last episode, and I was gonna look at the suggestions,
but maybe I will try Palia. It is free. I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah.
No, the game they were telling me to stick with was Stardew Valley, and I'm not doing that. I don't care. I literally don't care.
I don't care.
I'm not going to.
Hold on, I'm literally going to look this up. But I do enjoy
Dreamlight Valley. Very different.
Yeah. I'm going to look on the comments to see what your guys' like, suggestions
Someone
were.
Said for Drew to play... if you guys don't know, if we're talking about video games, I don't know if everyone knows that we're talking about that. But
Look, this says, I was a Stardew Valley disbeliever too because of the graphics, but I swear, just play one season of it and you'll be addicted.
Yeah, no. I'm doing Dreamland Valley right now. Sorry, guys. But they said for Drew to play God of War Ragnarok. My brother and my dad love that game. Billy liked that game too, huh?
Billy beat both of those games. Yeah. The first one and the second one.
Yeah, that's the newest one. Drew doesn't like really enjoy fantasy games that much, but she might try. Tell them the one you might try.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. So I'm not a huge fan of fantasy. Why? I couldn't really tell you. I don't know. There's something about it. It just doesn't really speak to my spirit, right? That's how I feel. And then today I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw a really funny gameplay edit of, well, the girls kept calling it BG3. The caption on that video literally says, guess who just got BG3 girlies, right? Which is so funny. And then I was like, BG3? So I like looked it up. It's Baldur's Gate, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if any of y'all have played Baldur's Gate. I'm sure some of you have. But I watched the gameplay edit and it was like really funny, obviously, because someone like they edited a whole bunch of sounds and shit. But it's fantasy. I don't know the lore of it, so don't get mad at me. I just know it's fantasy and you get to like kind of customize your person.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw that in the comments, someone was like, Baldur's Gate is literally The Sims, but fantasy. And that's why I love it so much. And mm-hmm. I fuck so heavy with The Sims. So I was kind of like, maybe. So then I looked up some gameplay videos. Maybe I'll give it a whirl.
Are you done with Assassin's Creed, though? Maybe you finished that one.
No, I haven't finished Assassin's Creed in true me nature. I'm almost done with it, so I almost, like, I don't want to play anymore because I'm almost done.
Which one are you playing?
I'm playing Mirage.
Mirage. Mm-hmm. Someone on here said that they're currently playing Valhalla. It's so long.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that one and Black Flag are their favorite ones.
Oh, my God, same. That's so funny you say that, because the last one I played till my eyes bled was literally Black Flag. Like, that's the pirate one. That one's fucking fun. That is so fun. The worst part, am I wrong? The worst part is having to travel by ship everywhere. That's the worst part. I think that's what's supposed to make you take longer, is like you have to fucking run everywhere or sail your ship, right?
Oh.
And then Black Flag, like, you literally can't go anywhere unless you get on the ship and sail. And you have to, like, sail, like, and you have a crew, and then you can make the crew sing to you if you want.
You can't, like, pick a place on the map and then the boat drives itself there?
You can, like, follow to the objective, but while you sail, you're sailing in open water, so sometimes pirates, like, come and crash to your thing, and then you can, like, go and board their ship and steal all their shit, sink it. So, like, you can, like, autopilot there, but you might run into shit that makes people might want to kill you.
Mm.
So what I do in every Assassin's Creed game is I start going to the high points to synchronize and then jump off of it. Like, you, like, free fall off of it into, like, a bale of hay or some shit.
Yeah, I know that part.
I do that constantly because then you can just fast travel there. So then I was telling Donovan the other night, I'm like, I think that's why I finish them so fast, because I do that first. And then it takes me 2 seconds to go to one place to another, do the mission, 2 seconds, go back to the other place, do the mission.
You know which one you just played that I liked watching was the British one.
Oh, that one was fun with the twins.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're like brother-sister twins. And it's like during the like 1920s or something. You're on like Stagecoach?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's pretty fun.
Stagecoach, the music festival?
Out.
2024, out.
Stagecoach, out. But yeah, Black Flag and Valhalla is so fun. I will say this, though. I did all the storylines except him as Zeus. Like, you could, like, literally, like, you go to this little, like, like, witch lady, and she gives you some shit, and then you transport mentally, and then you're up in Valhalla, like, where they believed, like, where Vikings believed they would go when they died
mm-hmm.
in war. They believed they would go to eternity. It's, like, their version of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there, and then you're Zeus when you're up there, but you still look the same. And then you can like ride little fantasy things to each other. And there's more missions to do up there. I didn't do it because I hate fantasy. And I, there was one that I'm not kidding, took me like 2 days to beat. Like I was like fighting this fucking animal. It was like a panther or something. And it's like a mythical one. And it was the hardest mission. And I was like, and I literally couldn't go back to the normal world till I beat that fucking thing. And it sucked. But I ended up beating it. But that storyline I didn't finish. I just did the main one and then like a couple of the side ones.
Mm-hmm.
Transparently. But I did finish it. And that game is so fucking fun. Valhalla is my favorite Assassin's Creed by far. But Black Flag was it before that. Twin. Anyways, guys, let me know your thoughts on Baldur's Gate 3. I may be convinced.
Does she need to play 1 and 2 first?
If the graphics are bad, I won't be. So you guys know.
Just start with 3. I never think of doing things in order.
Me either. Also, the God of War games, not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I watched Billy play them, though. Like, I watched the whole thing. He loved those games, and he typically doesn't really like storyline games. He just likes to watch me play them, but he loved those games. So did my dad and brother. But, yeah, it's not... Because, see, like, the fighting is not my favorite part. My favorite part is exploring and, like, yeah. doing little missions.
That's
and
me, too. That's I don't want to do part. The main storyline.
No, I always do the main storyline, but I, well, like, I like doing do the little minis,
I
want to
do the mini missions and then do that.
I know. When Daddy tried to tell me, like, are you doing all the side missions? I'm all, you never do the main story mission. You only do the side ones. Of course I'm doing the side ones.
When I was trying the new Spider-Man game, I just want to do little missions. I don't want to play the big one because it's scary.
Oh, and they're like, my purse got stolen.
Yeah, I'm going to do 100 of those. Yeah.
I love doing those, too.
Yeah.
But you level up when you do shit like that, so I always do shit like that. Honestly, like with Donovan, like that's why Ghost of Tsushima was taking him so long because he kept doing the main storyline.
Doesn't do the little ones.
Yeah, I was like, dog, you got to do the side ones.
That because game was way too scary for me. Couldn't do it,
dude. Ghost of Tsushima. If you like Assassin's Creed and you've never played Ghost of Tsushima, play that one. It literally made me cry when I watched it at the end because the story is honestly beautiful. It's like it, and I when I played it, I put the language in Japanese. It just makes it so much better. Like it's the overall experience is a lot better. Because it looks so weird when they talk in English because the voices, it's almost like it's dubbed. So you know how like when they do movies in English, they have someone dub it in like French and then it doesn't match their lips. That's how it was when I was watching it in English when I first started. And I'm like, this looks weird. And it's like distracting to me. So I put it in Japanese and it was like way, way, way better. Like the overall experience, I feel like, was much better. But that game's fucking awesome. If y'all like Assassin's Creed and need another one. Highly recommend Ghost of Tsushima. That one I did finish all the way through. And that one took me a while. In that game, I was telling Donnie, when you play, you have to do the side missions because you have to level him up. Because you have to keep leveling up his armor and his moves.
So then he could beat more people.
Yeah, because yeah. I told him, I was like, dude, go on the start thing. Let me see your skills and all that shit. And he was showing it to me. I'm like, dude, you're on 1 on everything. No wonder you're getting beat all the time. Like, because then you go and you fight ones that are like level 12.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to lose. And he was like, well, I didn't know. And I was like, that's because you're too concerned with the main mission. Gotta do the side ones. Gotta run around and steal stuff and level up and all that. I always like tell Billy, I'm like, gotta loot. Every time I'm doing something, I'm like, ding, 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 like looting everything because you need to. Even Donnie was asking me when he was watching me play Mirage. He was like, how do you have so many of those tokens? Because there's these like special power tokens you need to do shit. And I go, I just pickpocket people. And he goes, how many times? I'm literally all the time. Like anytime I'm walking in town, I'm pickpocketing. Everybody's getting robbed. I rob everybody. And he was like, really? And he goes, and you just get those every time? So every time I do it, I just get coins. And I was like, he hates when I'm better than him at video games. And that makes me feel good. Anyways, let me know your thoughts on Baldur's Gate. Because I saw that you could choose your storyline. Like I like that you can choose what you say to people and shit and it changes the story.
Yeah.
Might be convinced.
On Dreamlight Valley, a much less aggressive game, there's like these little animals in the town that you're in, and you can feed them like food, but like then they one like follows me and it kind of scares me, like won't leave me alone. It's this little black squirrel.
Yeah.
And then you pet it and then you like grow your relationships. It's literally Sims, like you have to grow your relationships with everyone in the town.
Yeah.
And so I just moved Moana into my town and I'm very excited.
Oh, cute.
And I have to do a mission because Maui said he wants to live on the beach, so I have to unlock Dazzle Beach. So I have a lot of work ahead of me. It's so fun.
I know. That's how Assassin's Creed, like, in the like when you walk around, there's cats and you can like pet them because they'll like follow you around and they'll be crying, like meowing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what game I was playing. There was a cat in it and I just kept sitting down to pet it and I didn't want to play anymore.
Well, I might be swayed towards fantasy, guys. New video game section unlocked. I'm assuming you can play it on a console.
Speaking of video games, you guys.
And not, it doesn't have to be on a PC.
A video game that we're currently obsessed with, and we played it for like 6 hours on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about this?
On the
Patreon. Yeah.
This is Overcooked.
See, y'all would know that if you were part of the Patreon, if you're not already.
In regards to Overcooked, we're going to film us playing it, and it may be going on the Patreon.
Yeah, we're going to try filming us playing it. I don't know how we're going
to
do that.
No, I want to figure out how to do it so then you can watch it and it's good.
Like yeah, at least like Twitch.
Like the gameplay. Yeah, so I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I know how to do everything. But
that's our dream would be to do that. I think that would be really fun. But yeah, we're huge fans of Overcooked. It's fucking so fun.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's a really, really good time. And me and Dayson, like, we're a really good team and a really bad team mm-hmm. at the same time. And Donovan tried to replace me, and he simply couldn't.
Why did he try to replace you?
Because I had to go to the bathroom because I was sick. Because I had food poisoning. Don't you feel mean. I had really bad food poisoning, and she's making fun of me. And yet, I still played at least 40 levels with her. Even when I was actively sick with food poisoning.
Anyways. But yeah, dude, that's our current hyperfixation. We talked a lot about it on the Patreon.
We sure did.
And yeah, I think we're going to play after this. I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah. What was I going to say? I'm trying to think of... Oh, movies I've watched. I watched The Holdovers last night with Paul Giamatti. It was so good. I highly recommend it. I watched it on The Cock.
Nice.
I gave it a 4 out of 5 stars. It was really good. And then I also watched Monica with Tracy Lissette and Patricia Clark. That one was also really good. Mm-hmm. And then what else did I watch? And Trolls Band Together, but I think I talked about that already.
Yeah.
That's all I got. What about you? Have you watched anything new?
No.
Do you guys actually just watch Modern Family in a loop?
No. We, like, put it on and then we were looking at our phones.
Oh, okay.
And then we, like, talk to each other.
Okay.
That's, like, typically what we do. But, like, sometimes, and also, this may be hard to believe, but, like, most of the time when it's on, we're, like, sleeping. Like, we fall asleep, or, like, we're going to bed, like, at night. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there are some episodes, like, we watched one yesterday that I was laughing my ass off, and I don't remember at all. Like, I don't remember that episode literally at all. But it was so fucking funny. So, like, there's a lot of episodes I'm sure I haven't watched. It's almost like... It, and y'all know this, like, I'm sure so many of you get this, but, like, you just put something on so there's, like, noise in the background, and you just want it to be something happy and not scary or intense or anything like that. Yeah. Like, not something you have to pay really close attention to. That's typically why it's always on. Mm. But if I, like, intentionally sit down to watch something, most of the time it's something different. It's not, like, a show like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's more of our, like, background noise show.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then sometimes... we'll switch it up. Like, we started rewatching New Girl because I haven't watched it in like over a year, and I just don't remember anything from the beginning of that show, like, at all. When I was rewatching it, I was like, I don't remember this at all.
If I were to pick a part of New Girl that I remember the most, it's the beginning. I think I've rewatched the beginning of that show like at least 3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the end sucked. Like, the last season. And I know why. It's because they had to like rush the ending of it because they were trying to cancel it. And I know that, like, I think it was Jake Johnson and, like, Zooey Deschanel, they, like, basically petitioned them to let them at least do one more season so they could close the storylines.
Yeah, like, wrap it up, yeah.
But that's why you never got to see CeCe pregnant. You never really got to see them, like, get engaged or anything like that. Like, you eventually see that, but it's not, like, the same. So I think if they had been able to finish it properly, I think it would have been awesome.
Sure.
But, like, yeah. Anyways, I like New Girl. I know a lot of people are kind of like, eh. But it's funny.
No, it's super funny.
What else?
Oh, I just started rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Hate that it's a show about cops, but I love that show. What do you want from me? It's so funny.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of what else we've... Yeah, nothing really. We've mostly just been playing video games, so that's why I'm like...
Mm-hmm.
Might have to be a Baldur's Gate girly. I'll keep you guys updated. Once I saw you can make your own little sim and you could choose the what you say, I'm sold. And I know some of you are gonna be like, try The Witcher. No. No, I don't want to try The Witcher. You know why? Because I have to be a man. I'm not doing that. I want to be a fairy girl. I'm going to make my girl so pretty and slutty. That's what I'm going to do. That's my goal for Baldur's Gate 3. And then I like that there's a main storyline too. So I'll keep y'all updated if I end up getting it. We'll see.
Yeah, God of War is in here. Baldur's Gate 3. I wish
Baldur's Gate. Okay, girls.
Yeah, that one's in here a few times. It says, I wish Drew played fantasy just to see her experience Baldur's Gate 3.
I'm in now. All right. I saw a TikTok on it. All right. I'm sold.
Someone told me to play Sims. That's too much work. I don't want stuff like that.
Dude, Sims is fucking awesome. I love The Sims.
Oh, someone said Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. I can't remember what Zelda game it is. It's not the little tiny cartoon one. It's the big one. But and it's on the Nintendo Switch. I played it on Donovan's Switch, but that one was really scary. So I didn't like that one. But I was going to download Tears of the Kingdom, but I haven't beat the other one. So I feel like I should try the other one first.
It's kind of weird because Dayson's the opposite of me. Like, she needs no conflict, really. She does like the fantasy element.
Depending. Oh, Elden Ring. Is that the one?
Elden Ring. That's what it is. I haven't tried Elden Ring. Can I be a girl? Is my first question. Do I get to choose my storyline is my second question. How much smut is in there is my third question.
Zelda Breath of the Wild. That's what I'm thinking of. Keep going. Sorry. How much smut? You're only going to do it if it's super smutty?
No, I just want to. I want a nice.
If it's lemon, like everyone was correcting me when we did the fan fiction thing.
I want a nice balance. I don't care if there's smut. I just like, I don't want it to be nothing but tits. You know what I'm saying? Like The Witcher. I'm looking at all of you. You guys know about The Witcher. Like, The Witcher, he is fucking and sucking in The Witcher. And you every know what? Other storyline.
He's sexy. That's fine. He is hot.
But and see, he like, is sexy. I don't want to be a man fucking and sucking all these fairy bitches. I don't want to do that. You want to be a girl.
Fairy. Yeah.
I want to be the girl, and I want to be able to choose who I'm fucking and sucking. You know what I'm saying? I know, and I know some of you are going to be like, you can choose in The Witcher. You can, but you can't. Like, the storyline happens regardless, is my point. So anyways, that's like his whole thing, is like he's a big whore. That's
I did see one of you ask if we've played Kingdom Hearts.
We have the OG.
I didn't like it, the first one, and then I got the new one when it came out. I got it on Xbox. I didn't like it.
We played the very first Kingdom Hearts that ever came out.
And the best part of that whole game was at the very beginning when you're living on the island and you eat the fruit.
I agree.
That's the best part of the whole game.
As soon as you went into the other worlds, I was like, I'm over it. And it's like, you get to meet the Disney characters, sure, but yeah, like,
at what cost? I have to fight all those little scary shadows.
I hate to be that guy, but like, when I'm a man, it's not that fun.
That's so real.
And I know you're going to ask me about Assassin's Creed and Ghost of Tsushima and Red Dead, but those aren't fantasy.
Five other games. Should I try Red Dead? Is that one fun?
Yes. That game is so fucking fun. Is it scary, though? It's not necessarily scary. Like, there is fighting, but you're just shooting. So, like, it's not
what's
like
the one, the first person one? Where you go a bunch of places
on Red Dead Redemption. You can play first person.
I don't want to,
but I hate first person
games.
What's
that one called? It's first person. There's a bunch of different ones. My ex used to play them all the time. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, Far Cry.
Yeah,
yeah.
That game is so. All of them are so scary.
Billy played the Far Cry that takes place in like, I think it was like in Cuba or something. Like it's like and I don't remember the storyline, but he played that one, and I remember watching it, and it is so scary. Like,
first-person games are so scary.
Yeah, when you're like running
around, like wrapping the thing around to heal yourself. Ugh.
Or like when you're turning corners and you have to shoot. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. That's too much for me. And like on Red Dead, you can make it POV, like a first-person one, or you could play a third-person, which I always do.
POV, I don't want to play this game because it's too scary.
No, you should play Red Dead. Red Dead is so fun, like, because you're just like a normal guy.
You have to be that guy.
I know, and I don't mind being a man when it's like a normal situation and I'm just like kind of.
But if you're going to be a fairy, you want to be a girl?
It's just if I'm going to start fucking and sucking, I don't want to be a man.
Please stop saying that.
I'm just saying. It's gross. Like, I don't want to be a man and be doing that to women. I respect them.
All right.
I want to be a woman. I'm asking like he takes them by force. He doesn't. I just don't want to be a guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels weird. Like, it's just such a pivotal part of the storylines in The Witcher. Because I thought about playing The Witcher. And I always look up the gameplay because I just want to see what it looks like.
I tried to watch that show 3 times.
Really?
It's so boring.
Really?
Yeah. Bummer. And maybe it's just because I don't like fantasy stuff. And like, because Game of Thrones is like just enough of the fantasy stuff to not be
I
so
don't
much.
Mind fantasy anything. Again, balance. Like, enough human, enough fucking and sucking, enough fantasy. Like, a nice, perfect, like, split of all of it is, like, my vibes. I think that's why I like Assassin's Creed and, like, because there are is an element of fantasy to Assassin's Creed. But, like, it's just enough where it doesn't distract me.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, and then I've never really been a fan of The Witcher as far as the game goes. I've tried. Didn't like it.
Yeah.
But Baldur's Gate, I don't know. I may have been convinced, may have been swayed. I'll look it up and see how I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Keep us updated. Everyone's going to want to know.
I know. I know everyone said 3 specifically. Okay. I'm going to try it.
I feel like they're a bunch of sick little freaks.
You are a bunch of sick little freaks, so, and that's okay.
Just be prepared for what you're about
sick,
to witness.
Sick little freaks are in 2024, that's like we
true.
Said.
It's true.
They are in, so I'm willing to open my mind to the sick little freak mentality. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to see it through. That's why I said once I saw I could be a girl, I was like, okay, maybe I'm in.
Okay, guys, we're doing a part 2 of the Q&A because we had so many questions that were sent in after we posted the episode.
Yes.
Okay, so this first one is from Kayla. She asked, are you guys going to be making merch?
Like 2 Idiot Girls merch?
Yes. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think we've decided on that yet, huh?
No, I mean, like, we had merch for the tour, mm-hmm. And... y'all loved that merch, and I love that merch, and Dayson loves that merch. Like, honestly, our tour merch was so fucking awesome. I still wear it now. Like, I'm a huge fan of the designs and stuff that we chose. And then we had, like, a last-minute kind of push of what we had left over. We didn't have a lot left over,
mm-hmm.
but what we did, we pushed on
Patreon.
So... my suggestion is, if you really want to know about merch, maybe look into the Patreon, because that's where we put it first. But as of right now, we don't have any immediate plans for merch. But maybe if you guys are interested in the tour merch, maybe we'll bring it back. Just
yeah.
depending.
I don't know yet. Yeah,
if you guys have an interest in it, feel free. I actually wore the 2 Idiot Girls hat. I wore it to the gym yesterday. it's a gray hat. And it fits my head. So that's the best part about it.
That's what we chose. We were like, Drew, try on all the hats and tell us which one fits, and that's the one we're gonna get.
Amen. So anyways, yeah, we would love to do merch, but we like for the merch to have purpose. So like, if we're on a tour, or if we're like, if it's for something specifically, then we would love to do merch.
Just logistics wise, it works out better though.
Yeah,
like, but we'll
just
we'll,
makes more sense.
Yeah, if it's something that everyone's interested in, perhaps we will consider it.
Maybe we'll bring back the old merch, but yeah, we'll see.
Okay, this next one's from Rihanna. She gave us 2 questions. Number 1, who is your favorite Disney villain and why? I'm going to say Maleficent because I think she's the coolest looking one. And all gay kids love Maleficent. It's a scientific fact. Yeah, out of all of them, I think that's the best one.
I'm like trying to think.
Or Hades. I think he's really like...
funny.
Yeah, he's pretty bitchy. I like him too.
Every Disney villain feels queer-coded, don't they?
Yeah.
To some extent.
It's like, is that homophobic?
Yeah. That's my point. Should I say Ursula? Because that's what every man says I look like.
It's like not even funny because you don't.
Like, yeah.
I know. Even...
Well, okay. They're not very good at being creative or smart at all.
Yzma. Jeez.
Yeah, I was gonna say Yzma because I was Yzma for Halloween. Yeah, we'll just stick with Yzma. I think she's funny. She's real too.
Mm-hmm.
Like in her
that word.
Well,
will
he ain't
be
getting
out.
Any deader.
Yeah,
back to work. Me. Yeah, I would say Yzma probably.
Okay,
but King Candy's pretty good.
That makes more sense for you.
King Candy is hilarious to me personally. but I also just like, because I was gagged when I found out he was the little speed racer.
Yeah.
The evil like one. I had a feeling that the Speed Racer was going to come back, but I did not think it was going to be him infiltrating another game.
I don't think I've ever watched that movie all the way to the end. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
On Wreck-It Ralph? I don't think. Oh, my God. That. Twist of the century. I was so gagged.
Okay. And then our other question is, Dayson, what position did you play in rugby? I was a prop. I played loose and then I ended up playing tight. Prop. This next one's from Kayla. She asked, what is your opinion on New Year's resolutions and do you have any?
I think I feel indifferent towards them. I just think whatever moves you, that's what I think. Like, I know people make jokes about New Year's resolutions not really lasting at all. But I think there's nothing wrong with having goals. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't like rake yourself over the coals if you don't meet them. I think it's always, there's nothing bad about starting a new year with like a fresh start and like hopefully a different mindset and different goals in mind. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think they're harmless. Yeah. Really.
I think to shit on other people making resolutions, I think is lame, and that's out in 2024.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, whatever motivates you. We're more of a vision board, like
manifestation, like, type family. Yeah,
I'm more like goals. Like when I do resolutions, for me, I felt like I wasn't motivated enough. But when we do like vision boards and I have pictures and stuff to represent certain things, I feel like I'm more inclined to follow them.
Like, I think it's better to make resolutions, like if you're going to do them, to make them more like conducive or like more realistic. And by that I mean not putting like numerical values on them. So like, let's just say your goal is to be more social, right, for this year. Instead of saying I'm gonna make 10 new friends, instead of saying that, you could say I'm going to try my absolute best to be more open to experiences. So like, I'm gonna try to say yes more to like social gatherings. And then you can give yourself some grace and patience if you're just not feeling it. But then at the same time, you're still kind of pushing yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just like, in a way that doesn't put pressure on you.
Yeah. And then it's like, and then you're like, it's like November. You're like, I didn't even do anything.
Exactly. But I think the pressure part is what makes people give up on their resolutions. I think if you're more gentle with yourself and you're like, you know what? Like, my goal is to be happier this year. Instead of being like, I'm going to make $1 million. You're like, my goal is to spend more time and money on myself, as much time and money on myself as I do on others, then it's kind of like, okay, like I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you're more inclined to follow it or really try and achieve it if you don't put too much pressure on it.
Yeah, what I do is I pick like 7 like main things, and then under it I put a bunch of little things to like help me reach that.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
I
mean? Yeah.
So like, I had make more friends on my vision board for last year, and then under that I put I don't want to be afraid to talk to new people, and then I put I also want to go to more queer events and actually socialize, because usually when I go to stuff I only talk to the people I went with. So just stuff like that. I feel like that for me is easier, and then it's like giving me little steps I can do in order to make the big one
come true.
Yeah, exactly.
To some extent, and I think as long as they're not harmful towards you or anyone else, I don't see anything wrong with it. And then as far as resolutions go, we kind of talked about it, like what our goals are for the new year. And like, mine is to take better care of myself in terms of work, like when it comes to work.
What did we say mine was?
I don't remember what you said.
I don't remember either.
One of y'all will tell us what it was.
Chat, comment down below what my goal for 2024 is. Chat, I already forgot.
Comment down below New Year's emojis.
Okay.
Yours was to be more of a sick little freak, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, sure. An unapologetic sick little freak. There you go. Okay, this next one's from Sid. She asks, who do you think is going to be the new It Girl / It Boy this year since Timothée Chalamet has been exiled?
Barry Keoghan.
No, I think it's Jacob Elordi already right now.
And it's Barry Keoghan. Two.
Yeah. I don't think Timothy will ever be.
He's the it girl, and Jacob Lordy's the it boy. How about that? But, let's shake things up.
I don't think Timothée will ever be off the table. He's such a good actor. And Dune 2 is coming out, and I'm very excited for that. My goal is to read Dune. That's one of my first goals of good this luck. Year is to read Dune. Donnie said he'll do it with me. So
good luck.
So I can understand what they're talking about. I'm just really sad that Oscar Isaac is no longer in the series. Like, I don't even know if I want to watch it. But
but
Florence Pugh's in it, so of course I'm gonna watch it. Sorry, I lied.
I'm absolutely gonna watch it. I just was so bored watching the first one. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. But I didn't read the books, so you can hate me for that. I didn't read the book, so.
Who do you think is gonna be the new It Girl? I feel like last year It Girl was like
Florence.
I'd say Flo or what's her name? Jenna Ortega. I feel like she had a really big year last year too.
Yeah. This year I hope it's Lily Gladstone.
Yeah.
I hope it's her. I don't really know, to be honest. Yeah. Maybe Kayla Spaney.
Kaylee Spaney. Oh, I just watched Priscilla too, guys. Yeah. It was pretty good. Artistically. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I would say artistically it was good.
I just wish that there was like no storyline. Like, I wanted a thorough kind of storyline, but I didn't like.
I like how so many of you though knew what scene I was talking about. Did you know what scene I was talking about, Priscilla?
The pillow fight. Yeah,
you guys knew. Some of y'all knew. Someone was like, there were multiple scenes. I'm like, no, there wasn't. There was only one.
And he was really tall in it.
Yep,
I will say that.
Yeah, he sure was.
Okay. Next one is from Emma. She said, how do I get over the feeling that moving back in with my parents is losing my independence? I've been in school and living on my own for 4 years, but now that I've graduated, I have no luck looking for work, and I will likely have to move back in with my parents to save money while in grad school. I love my family, but we have very different beliefs, and I worry that I will feel trapped or like I'm not independent anymore.
Well, I mean, first of all, you're in good company because we both had to do that after college.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to. And I also love my family. But we're also very aligned in a lot of ways. So I'm sure that adds a different layer of struggle for you. So I'm sorry that that is the case. But as far as your independence goes, I mean, I feel like independence is really just what you make of it in your circumstance. So as long as you continue to do the things that make you happy that aren't obviously affecting anyone negatively in your home, as long as you keep promises to yourself and continue to like do the things that you want to do and do the things that make you happy, even though you have to move back in with your parents, I think you'll be okay. But that feeling is natural. And also, if I'm being completely honest with you, won't go away till you move out again.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like even though like you're an adult, it's kind of like me, like I moved back home and like, even though I'm an adult, I still felt like I had to ask permission to like go and do things, which is just like me being a child, you know what I'm saying? It's just me being like respectful of my parents and trying to like communicate with them. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had to move back in with my parents like 3 times. So I graduated, moved back in with my parents. I moved out like after I think a year. And then when my lease was up in my apartment, I couldn't decide where I wanted to live. So I moved back in with my parents. And then I stayed there through the pandemic, moved to New York, got my heart broken, moved back home. And now I live on my own. All that to say, I've done it multiple times in many different phases and ages throughout my life, and it feels weird every single time. But I also think of like what a privilege it is that I have such a good relationship with my family.
That I was gonna say that
next. They love me that much. That my poor dad is literally a moving company all in himself, in my family's house, and he like I remember when I moved back from New York. I remember
my dad's a task rabbit.
Yeah, I just remember when I moved back from New York and I went in my room. He came in there. And he goes, I set everything up for you. Do you want me to set anything else up? Like he said, he cleaned a bunch of shit in there. Like he's like, I just want to make sure you feel comfortable. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm fine. And then he closed the door and I cried because I was like, how like, even though I'm like, I feel like I'm in the shittiest situation ever right now. How lucky am I? That yeah. My family is this amazing that they would, you know, be there for me like this. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, think of it as a privilege and a blessing that you have a family that's willing to take you in, even for whatever time. Like, I think it's always so great when people are like, my parents said, like, if you need to move home, like, you're always welcome to move home. Like, not every parent's like that. You know what I mean? Some parents are like, you better not move here because if you do, I'm going to make you pay rent. Or I'm going to make you do this or I'm going to make you do that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, not every parent is open and willing to take you in even as an adult. So I would just be thankful for that, and then just be respectful of your parents' house, obviously, like we were too. And then when the time's right, you'll move out on your own. But just make sure you keep taking care of yourself like you used to, and just like do the things that make you happy. And then when the time is right, it will happen. And it'll be a much better situation than if you were to like try to make it work or work.
It's so much less stressful. Yeah.
Yeah. And fortunately, you have parents that are like more than happy to take you in, even after school. So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Next one. This one's from Shannon. She said, what was your favorite combination of hosts on the Great British Baking Show and favorite co-judge with Paul? I love the podcast and I love you guys.
I love Prue and Paul. Don't get me wrong. Same. I loved Mary Berry too. Maybe that's a controversial opinion, but I liked her too. But I kind of fuck with Prue and Paul.
I like them a lot.
Kind of fuck with their dynamic. Yeah. As far as the little commentating hosts go.
Right now.
You
loved Sandy and...
I loved Sandy and Noel.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry if anyone hated Sandy. For some reason, there's a big Sandy hate train.
Really?
I loved her too. And I loved the two original ones. They were two women.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a blonde one and a dark-haired one, and the dark-haired one had glasses. I remember that.
Was the other one not Sandy?
No.
Oh, okay.
They were both just like a dark-haired white woman. And
they looked like lesbian lovers, and I loved them.
Yeah, yeah, they did, actually. They looked like they could be a couple.
I loved them so much.
They were so funny and cute and sweet, but I love Noel. I think Noel's fucking awesome. And Noel and Sandy... I fucked with the vibes.
Oh, it was Mel and Sue.
Mel and Sue.
Yeah. Oh, and Sandy. Okay. Sandy and Mel are both blonde. That's why I thought they were the same. Yeah. Sue was.
It was
the one
with the Mel and Sue, and then it was Noel and Sandy, mm-hmm. and then it was Noel and that bald guy, and then now it's Noel and the new host.
Allison. I'm obsessed with.
I love Allison. I think Allison and Noel are fucking great together. I think the judges are perfect, exactly the way they are. Producers, if you're watching this, do not change.
Don't change
them.
And don't change the hosts. I love the two of them together.
Leave them alone. Yeah,
they're perfect.
Like they're perfect the way they are. But I was a huge fan of Noel and Sandy.
I wasn't a fan of the bald guy.
Me either. Mm. He gave me sinister energy. And then I saw the videos of him in blackface and I was like, I knew it.
And mm-hmm. he wasn't like funny. Like
he was just off-putting. Yeah. Like I'm like, get him out of here. That's what you get for putting three men on the show in a host position. Get him out of here.
But Allison's like pretty beloved in the UK in general.
She is.
I'm so excited that she's on the show.
She is so fucking great. And she's tall as hell, and I fuck with that too. Yeah. So and she's not a white woman, and I fuck with that
too.
That's
all that matters.
There you go. That's what you were missing. You're missing a little minority in the little in the fucking host position. Don't touch them. Leave them as they are. They're perfect. That's actually, I would honestly say the Great British Bake Off is really good at that, in the sense of like, if something's not working, they give them the fucking boot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, yep, they hate you. Sorry, you're fired. next. And they're just trying new hosts every time.
Yeah.
So
leave the one. Everything now is perfect. Don't touch it.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Don't touch it.
Don't change it.
Okay. This next one's from Sophia. She said, do you guys always run into people from your high school whenever you travel within the Inland Empire? I feel like it's literally inevitable to run into people from high school when I go to Tyler Mall. And she named like a bunch of different places here.
Tyler Mall. Like what else?
Victoria Gardens or Ontario Mills. LOL. I.E. Girlies Rise, 909 Stand Up.
Okay, and period. Put, stand the fuck up, 951, where you at?
Well, we just throw 909 in there, too. And she put, literally think it's so funny and entertaining when you guys mention the I.E. lore, because I relate. The few times that we are in the I.E., no, we don't. Thank God.
No, thank God, shockingly enough. And I don't know if you could tell.
God.
I don't know if you could tell by what we said about the Tyler Mall, but I don't go there anymore, girl. Like... It's just they took away all my favorite shops there. And not only that, but they're replacing everything with a restaurant. Now it's like, this is a restaurant mall.
And I'm here for it.
I only have to go here for a restaurant. Yeah. Well, I don't have to go to Miguel's Jr. for that. Like, I'm going to drive all, you think I'm gonna drive all
I'm
the way.
I'm not going there for Miguel's Jr. I'm going there for panini.
You think
that's
I'm
the
driving
only thing that
all
me.
The way to Riverside to go to Miguel's? No way. I'll just stop in Corona and I'll go to Miguel's there. Okay? Use your brain.
Do you guys like Miguel's? I think it's good. Billy hates it.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no. Is it you that hates it?
No, I like the restaurant better than I like.
Sorry, Billy hates BRC burritos. He thinks those are ridiculous.
Yeah, he does. He sure does.
He said, if there's no meat, what's the point?
No, literally, and he's honestly not wrong about that. What is the point? But I think it's cool they have a vegan option or a vegetarian option.
Yeah, well, I just do bean and rice. And even then, the beans have lard in them, so it hurts my stomach. I don't eat there anymore. But at the Miguel's Cocina, the restaurant, they have a mango lemonade that's fucking crazy. Dude.
That thing is so good.
It's crazy.
That thing is so good. It's crazy. And also their flour tortillas. Yeah. I could eat every
day. From the Cocina. It can't be from Junior. It has to be from the Cocina.
It has to be from the restaurant. Yeah. I could eat those every single day. Every time I order them, I'm always like, can you guys bring me like extra? And then they're like, how many? And I go like 8. I just say
it's a pretty big party.
Just say a ridiculous number. Because
we had a family friend that would do that when they'd be like, do you guys want salsa when you're checking out? And he goes, yeah. And they go, how many?
At Miguel's Junior, yeah, by
the
way.
I don't know, like 12. And he goes, you have to say that, because if you say 4, they'll give you 2. And if you say 2, they give you 1. So if you say 12, they're bound to give you at least 5 or 6.
And they're really good.
That's boy math.
That's boy math. And he kind of ate with that one. Just that one.
The tortillas, Drew would eat them and be like, they taste like ice cream, which I don't understand at all. And I think it's gross.
They're just so good. The way they cook them, bitches.
But no, the few times we are in that, I see people from high school. No. And no, thank fucking God.
Yeah. And dude. And honestly, like,
if I don't ever see someone from high school ever again, it'll be like,
yeah, the best day of my life. Victoria Gardens, I fuck so heavy with it. Unless it's the summer, then it's hellfire. Then there's no point in going there.
Where?
Victoria Gardens.
Why? Because kids are off school?
No, when it's summer, it's a million degrees. It's outdoors. And it's an outdoor
mall. That's an outdoor mall, if you don't
know. And everything is so far apart from each other. And that's why I said it's hellfire then. There's no point in going. But I'll tell you what. The restaurant, the restaurant selection around Victoria Gardens... Ooh.
Dude, they have a Cheesecake Factory. They have a
Pickup Sticks. Or no, what is it? P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's. They have a They have a Corner Bakery.
They have multiple
Yard sushi. House.
Yard House.
CBK.
They have fucking sushi. They have Texas Day Brazil across the street.
They do. Red Robin across the street.
Mm-hmm. They have all kinds of shit over there. Holy mackerel. I was like, the Rancho girls are eating good over here. I'm fucking jealous.
That's like memes that I always say. Like, I hate when I ask people from California, where are you from? And they say something fucking stupid like Rancho Cowabunga.
You know what's so annoying? When I was in college, first of all, people would racially profile me. So they would be like, oh, so where in Hawaii are you from? I'm like, I'm not from here. And they'd be like, where are you? Oh, you're not? That's crazy. And then they'd be like, where are you from? And I would always say Southern California. And then they're like, where? And I'm like, oh, you know, like probably like an hour outside LA. I always say like a city that they're familiar with, or I would be like an hour away from San Diego. And they're like, no, but like where? And then I go, I'm from Corona. And then they go, I've never heard of that place. Why did you make me do that?
Yeah.
Of course you don't know that place, bitch.
I know.
You're from Michigan. Of course you fucking don't know that place. That's why I told you a city that you would know.
I used to say the same thing. Like when I first moved to Oregon, I would always say either LA or Orange County. Because when I'd say Corona, just because like they don't.
Why
ask
would
me
you
about
say
it.
You're from there though? Just say like, oh, I'm from a smaller town. It's like an hour.
Because I don't want people.
The way that she just openly lies to people.
I don't want people to talk to me anymore. So then I had to start saying Corona because I didn't want people to question me like what part of LA if they were actually from there. Okay, this is the last one we're doing, you guys. This is from Brianne. She asked, would you rather never be able to get your nails done or do anything to your nails for the rest of your life? Like, basically that. So you can't get your nails done for ever again.
Okay.
Or have a stinky ass once, but it's only for 1 week.
1 week?
Yeah.
But what happened? Why does my ass stink for that long?
Well, so she's saying you either have a stinky ass for 1 week or you never able to do your nails ever again. I'd rather have a stinky ass for a week. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'll just stay home. Who says I haven't done that? Maybe you're talking about the holidays.
Maybe I'm doing that right now.
Maybe I'm in the middle of it. Maybe I'm at the tail end of that week.
You know what people call it? Rotting on the couch now? Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's so gross to me, that word.
I say that all the time. I'm like, they're like, what are your plans? I'm like, to rot. That's my plan. It's to sit on my couch and rot. That's my plan.
To rock out.
My plan is to stay in the same pajamas for a few days. And then shower and then put on a clean pair of pajamas. That's my plan.
That's so gross.
But you know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's like holiday week rot.
Yeah, those days, like, I saw, like, I told you that meme that was, like, those 6 or 7 days in between Christmas and New Year's are the days where I truly feel like I deserve to do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to, like, take care of myself. I'm literally going to eat like shit and be in the same clothes.
Yeah. Dude, I remember, like, me and Drew always laugh at this, but when we first got our first, like, adult jobs after college, Drew was like, what do we, like, how long is Christmas break?
I was just like, not even Christmas break, dummy. I just couldn't believe that people would go to work the day before Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas. I couldn't believe that.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm like, what do you mean you have to work on Halloween? As if Halloween's like...
You get it off in school.
You get it off. Like, you get paid for not being at work.
And how long is the spring break? There is none.
What? That I did know.
I know. I'm not talking about you.
Do you know how many men I've met in my life, though, that were like, I want to be a teacher because I want summers and winter breaks. Huh? You want summer so you can spend time alone because everybody else has work? You know what I'm saying? Like,
how many kids from your high school wanted to become teachers because of that? I want to know.
And every
do you run into them in the IE? Because tell me where. I don't want to go there.
Every person I've ever heard say that has been a man. So, like, yeah. It's never been a woman. It's always been a man. And I've heard, and the fact that I've heard it more than once is unsettling.
I even heard it from teachers I had in high school. So,
and then it's like, who do you spend time with? Because all your friends, allegedly, unless they're all teachers, all your friends have jobs. So, like, what are you talking? You still can't spend time with them till the weekend. You might as well get a fucking different job that you actually want.
Yeah.
That's when I think, like, you shouldn't be a teacher. Because it's fucking hard to be a teacher. And I feel like they don't get paid enough anyways. So if you're going to be a teacher, you should really, really want to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And, like, that man and the multiple men that told me that should not be teachers. Yeah. And I think they are, which is a fucking bummer. But anywho, I would say stinky ass for a week. Yeah. I could do that.
Just 1 week.
Because I'll just stay home. And like, I won't impale anyone else with that.
Bombard anyone with your ass stink?
I agree. I won't harass anyone else with that. I won't make it anyone's problem but my own.
But my own. I got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, we're going to end the episode right there. If you enjoyed this episode, you can listen to other episodes. Every year you can listen to podcasts. And the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
We have a Patreon. You should join it. It's really fun.
Yes.
And we post bonus content, extra episodes, Overcooked videos. I don't know.
All kinds of stuff.
And it's a good time. But other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.